proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
It is Monday, and Laura Kennard from DMAC, as well as Drake University and Curated Growth, is with us. If you were with us last week, you knew that we spent some time talking about her presentation with regard to an immigrant welcome center, and that presentation was last week, and I suspect you did well.
It was such an honor, actually, like, to just present it, and it was a wonderful audience. It was a wonderful evening. Set aside any nerves. It was thrilling.
Sure. And yes. This is, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a presentation relative to creating an immigrant welcome center. But Laura, of course, had all kinds of things in that, from entrepreneurship, which is what she teaches at Drake and DMAC, as well as space in what was the Southridge Mall is now just Southridge. So,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
All right, cool deal.
So, unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about business events, and we missed all the first Friday stuff. So, sorry, guys. But so we're already into October.
Yes, here we are. Let's
so
go.
Here we are. So, actually, we have Dream Builder Live starting. It actually starts today. So, you could probably still get started, in it. But they kick it off today at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. If in fact, you could not get started in it, please check that out, because the next time they offer it, it's very valuable for people that are building their dream and getting started. And it takes you through, it's kind of an online and in-person mix, so you have a little bit of time, and then you get to go home and have a login and do things online related to it, and that's a program that by the end you've got a business plan. It's really fantastic. So that's over at the Iowa Center for Economic Success on University.
So in Clive, ladies and gentlemen.
In Clive. And it starts at 5:30, so
today.
It's possible that you could definitely still make it. So just show up, maybe.
Right.
Anyway, so then we also have, as I mentioned before we got on the air here, we have Wednesday. We always talk about 1 Million Cups, but they've been doing this thing for a number of years now, and it's called their Iowa Craft Beer Panel. So really fun, because as many people may have noticed, we have a lot of craft breweries around here.
Yes, we do. and more all the time.
And we always kind of joke around about whether or not we're at our, saturation level with breweries. And then everyone reminds me that Denver has, one on every corner or something. So we're
kind of back in the day when there was, Starbucks all over the place in Seattle.
Yeah, now we can just convert the beer place or the coffee places into beer places.
Ah, I like that.
So this is the fifth annual Iowa Craft Beer Panel. They will have it at the normal location at 1 Million Cups in Des Moines.
And at the Science Center.
At the Science Center. So what they do, begins at the normal time, 8 a.m., networking, and then 8:30, it'll go from 8:30 to 9:30. 8 to 9, although they might go a little bit longer since it's a panel. So 8 to 9:30, though. Just don't know how much time they'll give for Q&A. But anyway, the point is that there's also a craft beer association, so they have those folks out. Then they have some of the successful breweries, and we just get to talk about what's happening in that field. Plus, they usually have little samples of beer.
Oh, yeah, for 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
That's right.
Let's go.
Your morning beer.
Oh,
so then, in addition to that, same day, 9 a.m., we have the 2019 Women Lead Change Central Iowa Conference. So that's actually going to be at the Meadows, Prairie Meadows,
right.
The Meadows Events and Conference Center. This is always a really great event. And I think I actually saw this morning, because I was here earlier, the folks that have been working behind the scenes on that conference were actually hanging right out in the coffee shop. So I saw them. Anyway, so that is going to be, it looks like that is actually spanning over a couple of days. So it's Wednesday and Thursday. So check that out. If you want to attend, you need to probably look at that really quick too and get signed up. There is couple other things besides the that conference. There's also the Iowa Festivals and Events Conference. This is sort of a put it on your calendar for later in October, because that's actually October 25th. So I'm really excited about that one, because Iowa and Des Moines area has been doing so many events and conferences, and that's we're really becoming more of a place that nationwide that people mm-hmm. are thinking about doing these things. And then of course we've got, you know, the work that's been done with the Des Moines Art Festival, and so we're really, you know, starting to take a position in events and conferences for I would say a second tier city, but one that is becoming increasingly more attractive.
Right, our friends at Catch Des Moines, Greg Edwards and the gang there have really upped their game mm-hmm. as far as attempting to reach out for national conferences and events.
Yeah.
Yes, and what's helped that is the increased amount of hotel rooms in the city of Des Moines, as well as a much better airport. They've done a lot of work out there, Mr. Foley and his group. And, so it makes it easier to pitch Des Moines as a center for those things.
You know, I think that's it's interesting to hear that when I was presenting on Monday, or, you know, on this September 30th for this event, afterwards I got to talk to some folks about the city and what's happening in the city. And because we're the fastest growing city in the Midwest, you have to start intentionally thinking about the infrastructure that you're creating, the direction you want right. the city to go, because it is exactly pulling together at the right moment the things that start to poise you in the right direction for the things that you want to be in the future. So they've done a great job.
All right.
So, yeah, those are the big highlights this week, and a few things coming up. Of course, you can also submit your ideas for events at hashtag DMBizEvents, and you can do that on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, anywhere that takes a hashtag, which is most things, right? Twitter.
We should do everywhere.
That's
go
right.
Go ahead and it's hashtag DMBizEvents, and we will have links up mm-hmm. to your website, which is dmbizmixer.com.
Absolutely, and we'll be talking soon about some other October things that I happen to know right around the corner. There's a lot of fall stuff coming up, so check us out on our next edition, and we'll have some more
right.
for you. Thanks.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is with DMAC, also Drake, and the author of dmbizmixer.com, coming up with a couple of things that you should put on your calendar as we look ahead into the week. All right, well, that about wraps it up for yet another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us, as always. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.